Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome this morning to the Unconventional Retirement Plan. And this morning we have a guest. His name is Peter Jepson. Let me tell you a little bit about Peter Jepson. First of all, Peter, I've known Peter for quite some time. I think I read about him in a magazine when I was younger. And when I say younger, I was just a teenager. But Peter lived in the town next over from where I lived, and it was in Boise, Idaho. And Peter had been in an accident, and that accident basically it caught on fire. The vehicle caught on fire, and he was burned in about 50% of his body. And Peter spent the next 2 years going through being in the hospital and going through some very difficult operations. I think he said 26 operations that he had. And anyway, during his time in the hospital, it created a ton of debt, as you can imagine. And being in debt, it was very depressing. And so the topic of money and financial matters was very depressing for him. And it was at that time he was introduced to the richest man in Babylon. Of course, he at the time was blind and couldn't see. He was told he'd never see again. Yet Peter does see. He has recovered from that. And we'll talk about that further on, but the good thing is that he actually did recover from the accident, and he learned a lot about using the richest man in Babylon, learned a lot about let's see, Peter's having a hard time getting on here this morning, so I'm just trying to, okay. So we're having a trouble getting him able to call in here, and I guess that's why this episode zero is one of those testing. Okay, we're going to call a guest. Okay. Peter.
Yes.
Okay, great. Good to have you with us this morning. We mostly this is a test session just to make sure that we can get this done. But I've been talking a little bit about your accident, a little bit about the richest man in Babylon, how you got to understand it, and what happened to you. And so this morning we're talking, and that kind of set up your entry into the world of finance. I was talking about your accident, and basically you went through like 26 different surgeries to reconstruct your face, reconstruct and get that taken care of. Is that correct?
Yes. 28 major surgeries. His skin grafts.
28. Yeah, 28 major surgeries. Okay, so basically, it was very hard in the beginning for you to get a job. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, I didn't look presentable, and people didn't want to hire me.
Okay, but you did, and it happened to be an insurance, right? And so that was your introduction into the insurance field.
Well, the reason is because they're the only ones that would hire somebody without any kind of commitment, meaning it's commission only. And so if you didn't sell anything, they were not out, except for the time they took to train me. And so I looked to that opportunities, many opportunities for commission only, because I knew that was the only way I was going to get hired.
Okay. So that basically sets up your beginning of a long training through some of the best trainers, best people who could actually train in the insurance business. And that gave you an insight that probably many people never had, because it took you twice as much as any normal person would to get started. So today we're talking about unconventional retirement plan. And so why is this planning unconventional? What's unconventional about it?
Because no one presents it this way. They don't talk about new, different, better ways to create a retirement income they cannot outlive. They all go the traditional way.
What is a traditional way? So that we understand.
Employer.
People.
Employer. Employer would sponsor a 401k, for example, or a simplified pension plan or something, but it's an employer-sponsored plan. And then you take a portion of your income and save it. Sometimes the employer will match it. You know, you save 3% and we'll put 3% with it. And so that's the traditional way. It's just unfortunate that so many people are so broke that they don't participate in their own company's 401k retirement plan. There's, of all the people who have access to it, only 27% actually participate in putting money away in the traditional sense.
Okay, so what is the problem then with the traditional way?
Well, it's an obvious statistic once you know that every 10 years when the U.S. does a census, they ask a question, what are your total assets? And then you can select it by age. And so anybody who's age 65 or older, the answer has always been for the last 8 censuses, that's 80 years, every 10 years, the average is less than $60,000 of total assets, including equity in a home. So how do you think that the traditional retirement plan is working if they only have, at retirement age, $60,000 of total assets?
That doesn't give much to retire on. In fact, it doesn't give anything to retire on, does it?
It doesn't, and that's why 91% of everybody, according to the Social Security Administration, 91% are totally dependent on Social Security income for what they can live on. So with that, let me add one other horrible, stark statistic. Is that when a couple reaches age 65 and beyond, the average couple will spend $290,000 on medical and dental expenses before they both pass away. And yet, what we just talked about in the census, it's a fact. The total assets are less than $60,000. Done. That's horrible. And yet, there's an absolute known quantity of $290,000 they're going to have to spend. Period. So,
wow.
What's worse is you look at the bankruptcies, and majority of them are older people in retirement because of medical expense. That's doing things the traditional way. How's that working?
That doesn't sound very good at all. Okay. So our first 15 minutes, Peter, we were on air. We're just now off air. It took us time to get on the call. So this one probably is not going to be so good. I like the way this is going. I like being able to ask questions. 15 minutes is definitely not long enough, especially taking questions.
Right.
Do you want to try it again?
Oh, yeah. So do you want to do more of an introduction of why I got into this business?
Yeah, I started out that way, looking for you to get on, and I just kept rambling on. But then when you finally called back and I was able, what I didn't realize is that I can call you. I can call you so you don't have to call in. And so to get a guest call in other words, other people who call in to ask questions, we'll give them that number. And I will just log in as the host and then call you directly and so that you're ready to go.
Okay.
Before
well, then
it starts.
That settles it. So this time around, if you want, you can just lay down. Do you want to do a 20-minute segment? So we do. I mean, do you want to do a more of an introduction of why I am doing what I do?
Yeah, to get started, that's what I would think.
Okay.
Episode zero, so that we can actually start. Start putting this together. Like I say, I like this format better than the Spreaker. Spreaker, because this is like a radio show interview, and we'll just go with this.
Yeah.
With people with the ability to call in versus just listening. So this is what I did
so,
before.
So my suggestion then would give you the questions in advance.
Yes, I would. That would give us the direction that we're going to go.
And so I'll give you the questions in advance for the beginning, you know, an intro, you know, why I'm doing what I do, and then we can lead into podcast number two and three and four, you know, that kind of a thing. So. Is it something that you and I can lay down like three podcasts, you know, in a row, like today, or you know we schedule it and so you're prepared and I am, but I'm just saying, so we can play them at a different time, correct?
We can.
If we laid down say 10 of them, then what you're saying is that. We could lay down 10 today, and you could 10 different times.
Yes.
Like every Thursday at 10 or something like that. Right on?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That way, if you or I were not available on a Thursday, it'd already be done. We'll just upload it.
Mm-hmm.
And go
and
from
then,
there.
I see some real value in the theme that I just gave you now because – the unconventional retirement plan.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is to build a business. You know?
And then part of what we can do is then we can start promoting a week ahead on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, things like that.
Yep. Exactly right. Okay. You got it. So what is this that you're using? The 319... 527-6060 with what's that called?
Yeah, this is Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, and do they charge a fee for this?
I'm paying $23 a month.
Okay, and do you use it for others as well as me?
I can, and I have.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
I have before. I haven't been using it for last several months, but anyway, I need to do that again. And so
we can need to do what again?
Go ahead. Just start using this. Start doing our...
Yeah, okay. Okay, so my thought is what about using it for Kaufman's or Shelton Crane's on mortgages or anybody else? Because they can show some passion and teach a principle and or even me, and we can just put it on... We could post them in the section on predictive retirement. We could post another one on businessdevelopment.biz. You know, we can post another one, couldn't we? I mean, how do you post?
Oh, absolutely.
Because then we can add, you know, a point. You know, we can direct it through using Twitter or Facebook or whatever.
Yeah, which then we have links for it.
Okay, so let me lay this out for you. So let me see if I can tie why mortgages fit in retirement planning. Okay?
Okay. Do you want to record an episode?
No, I do, but right now I want to get it in my head. How do I outline it so I know how to give you the questions?
Okay, gotcha.
Because I think if we stay to a major theme, then it gives meaning and purpose to Jeff Walker, Kaufman. See, I'm keeping everybody in mind, not just me.
Yeah, correct.
Because then we could interview them and ask them the same questions and have them give the same answers. And now their voice, their personal, their blog, these podcasts, they go to their website. See what I mean?
Exactly.
And then we market to them. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And so the questions I give you, but okay, so here's the overall theme, is it's an unconventional retirement plan. And part of that, when we get to it, is about mortgages and how stupid it is to be paying, you know, 5% interest. And if you just refinance, and let's suppose your credit score is lousy, well, then we help you improve your credit score. And then so you can refinance and pay off the credit cards at 24% interest.
Right.
So I got a referral from a client yesterday. Her name is Marin in Idaho Falls. And she has $8,000 of 24% interest credit cards. Her home is worth $325,000, and she only owes on her mortgage $150,000. So she can do rate and term and save a little over $600 a month and pay off the credit cards.
Yeah.
And get into business development.
Oh, yeah.
See what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
So the mortgage to her, she's 51. And so we could do a 15-year amortization. So, you know, she'd be getting out of, she'd be totally out of debt when she retires, right?
Right.
But Don, think about it this way. If she saves $600 a month, can't she put that into a business and not pay off her home early? And in other words, don't do a 15-year amortization so you have more cash, do a 30-year, and then take that money and create the business income that will pay off your house in 10 years.
Correct.
So don't be thinking about just always doing, I want to get out of debt. I want to take all my money possible and force that home out of debt. Oh, great. Now you're out of debt, but you don't have any income.
Yeah. Definitely.
So isn't that unconventional in thinking?
Yeah, because that's what most people don't. They think what's been told to them.
Yeah. And so you and I, when we present this, we want these people to know that they are presenting unconventional ideas, presenting things that they have learned through hard knocks, presenting things that has cost them a ton of money, and they're trying to save people money. And let's think about things unconventional. So we can get into a discussion on a 401k, and that'll be a subject all by itself. But I like this. I like it because, you know, we're going to keep it short and pop these subjects, you know. Now, when you set the time, do you set it for 15 minutes? Do you set it for 20 or 30? Or do you just let it go, and when you're all done, you bottle up and it's 27 minutes or whatever?
You are segmented in 15-minute spans. And so the biggest and best thing is to keep to that, because even though that we are on a – can I just hold – just put you on hold just half a sec?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Let's see. So in 15-minute segments, and see what happens is it's still being recorded right now, that what we're doing, but it actually cuts us and takes us off air. So our objective is to get people on the air, and then we can, you know, just force it to where we know. That's why, did you hear when they said 90 seconds, 60 seconds?
I didn't hear that. No.
You didn't hear?
But okay. We could set a time. I mean, I can set my stopwatch and know it. So.
Yeah, just so that we know when we're coming down. And it's a good thing, too, as we go along, that we can, in the middle, you know, take segmented breaks. Like, for instance, if I've got 7 questions, between 3 and 4, I put a blurb for businessdevelopment.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and end this episode, and then I'm going to call you on the phone.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.